Hey, everybody. Uncensored, unedited, always entertaining, and fun. Mike Lindell. No commercials. It's Saturday. So there's two ways to support this program. Number one, go to MyPillow.com and go buy a bunch of pillows and use the promo code KIRK if you're inspired by Mike Lindell's courage. And then email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. You can also support us by going to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support to get behind the work we are doing. To reach millions of young people every single month. That is our goal. At charliekirk.com/support. Jana from Texas for being a monthly supporter. Thank you. Steve from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thank you. Also, Matt from Georgia being a monthly supporter. Thank you. And Chelsea from Wisconsin. Thank you. At charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. We are here at NRB in Dallas, and I just found someone who's been on TV once or twice. I think he sells pillows, and he's a good man. Hi, Mike Lindell.
Charlie, thanks for having me on here.
So I have so much I want to talk to you about, and I just want to start with this. It's a lesson for everyone listening on the podcast and everyone out there that when good people come under attack that are friends of yours, you need to not allow bad people to tell you what to do. What do I mean by this? So you hosted this event in Wisconsin. It was a great event, and people found out I was going to speak there, and they said, oh, Charlie, what are you going to go speak with Mike Lindell? I said, wait, hold on a second. Mike is a friend of mine. I've known Mike for years, and all of a sudden, I'm going to allow some like weird blogger to tell me who my friends are? Like, no. And so, Mike, honored to have you here.
Well, thanks, Charlie, and thanks for coming to that event. It was amazing.
18,000 people.
Yeah, 18,200 people. Of course, if you see that on Jimmy Kimmel, he said there was a little over 1,000, but we know Jimmy's got problems.
Yeah, and so I first want to start with the price that you've had to pay the last couple months because you've dared to ask questions. Right. You've been canceled from stores. You've had orders that have been pulled. Walk us through all of that.
Well, it started on January 9th, actually. You know, it's kind of funny because I've always backed our great president, Donald Trump, but all of a sudden things were different. The attacks start on January 9th because I get this new piece of evidence that explains everything through these machines and this attack. Well, from that point, you know, all of the retailers get, or, you know, these bots and trolls come out, these hired hit groups, the cancel culture starts. It was every day. You lost four more retailers today. You lost your Twitter. You lost your company's Twitter. They attacked, Charlie, they attacked everything all the way to Australia, from Australia to the UK to Israel. Anybody that had association with me, they went after, whether it was vendors I dealt with, whether it was manufacturing or, you know, suppliers or just people that maybe a relative, you know. I think they went back to my second grade class and said, did you hang out with him?
Yeah. You
know, there was a vicious attack. And I'm going, but it worked, you know, as far as that. It did do, when you talk about how horrible it was in shopping channels, too, you name them all, from QVC, HSN, ShopHQ, all of them. And it's cowards. They all succumb to this cancel culture. And, you know, then there's the ones that wanted to, obviously, Zuckerberg from Facebook and Twitter. Yes. And the YouTubes and the Vimeos and the Googles. They were all, they planned that. The other ones are going, they're just living in fear. Going, oh, people, they're going to boycott us if we sell Mike Lindell's products. Well, what changed? It was your number one selling products. And now what changed? Because I'm out there that somebody brought me something that we should all want to look at, you know. And it had happened the year before, too. And it had happened three other times to MyPillow and me. But the first time, I want everyone to understand this. You know, when I met Donald Trump in the summer of 2016, I came out of crack addiction in 2009. I didn't know anything about politics, and I didn't even think they affected me. Well, we know now they affect everything we do, but I go to this meeting, and by a divine appointment, in the summer of 2016, on August 15th, meet with him. I don't know what I've never met a president before, but all I know is I walked out of that meeting and said, he's going to be the greatest president ever. We had talked about business things. And so I couldn't wait to go back to Minnesota and tell everybody and do the press release. And I was the media's darling. I was up for the Torch Award, the highest award for the Better Business Bureau. If I told the media, hey, I'm hiring 100 more people today, I'm building on a wall, they'd all be there. Every single outlet would be there. And well, then I get back to Minnesota and I do this press release saying I just had a meeting with Donald Trump, not even what we talked about or that I liked what we talked about. And we have that, and it was crickets for about half a day. And then all of a sudden he goes, what did you do? And I'm going, what are you talking about? All over social media, they called me a racist. They called me, I felt horrible. I thought these were real people, you know. And then the Better Business Bureau, which are real people, very crooked organization, Better Business Bureau, which started in Minnesota, took my pillow from an A+ to an F. And because I ran my ads too long, I'm going, if you didn't like my ads, at least, you didn't have to move it to an F. But that's fantastic. It's still there at an F. Okay. Then the next time that I text, so then I got used, I'm going, wow, these weren't real people. These were attacks, hired groups to attack. And then it happened again at the Rose Garden speech last year when I was there. I'm out there, which, by the way, the president had no idea I was going to say those remarks. And I flipped the paper over. I said, you mind if I say something off the cuff? And I talked about, in this time we're in, spending time in our Bibles, spending time with our families, getting back in the Word. You'd think I would have killed someone or something. It was all over worldwide news for a week. Mike Lindell said this, he's doing this. I'm going, okay, is that so bad? We got a little China virus going on here. Maybe we should spend some time in prayer. And so my company, one thing is, and then people brought me cures and all kinds of stuff that worked. And I went on Anderson Cooper and he attacked me for 24 minutes. If you remember that one. So then we all got attacked again at my pillow. But my employees, we'd all been through it. So maybe that was kind of God's training ground for this big cancel culture that went on. But it's not just about, what I've seen here. It affected everybody. Just because it was just me in the beginning and they went after everything I had to cancel us out, the whole country, everybody stood behind us and they supported. They came out there in full support, buying directly from my pillow. That was a blessing. And but my employees had a peace about them because we had been through it before. But this was different. And you would think that if you want to know if they're real people or not, well, when our call center, it's huge. None of the cowards will call in the call center to badmouth, okay? They'll hide behind social media as a bot or a troll. And if they are real, their cowards will hide behind an email or pile on. And this is the thing we're living. This very small percent of the people that are out there canceling us out. These are the big entities, the big tech. And then you get into Lawfare, which Dominion and all them did and started suing over 200 lawsuits where journalists can't even do their jobs anymore. It's sad. You have mainstream media. You have Fox. Where's Fox been? I was on there all the time and now they don't call. They don't write.
You still run ads on Fox.
Yeah, we still run ads. And this is a good example. Everyone says, Mike, you badmouth Fox. I have for the last month. It's been my theme. Okay. Well, I do still run my ads. And even back when I ran, when they would attack me back then, bots and trolls would attack me. Every time Tucker or Laura or Sean would say something, they're going, boycott on social media, boycott Mike Lindell and my pillow and all the ads that would put on there, all the companies. Well, finally, they just got tired and they said, the real people would say, don't boycott Mike Lindell. He'll double his ads. We see enough of that jerk. And that's true. So, and I would tell them back then, boycotts and stuff like that and the cancel culture, it hurts everybody. And I'll tell you, I would tell them back then, no, I'm not going to take my ads off Fox. I don't even take my ads off CNN or MSNBC. And they badmouthed me directly. I kept the business separate from, if I had to do that every time someone badmouths or says something wrong, I wouldn't have anywhere to advertise. That's called freedom of speech, our First Amendment rights.
So speaking of coordinated attacks, you have been saying for months, and I want you to walk through in as much detail as you can share that you stumbled across this evidence and then you have a new series of information. Yep. that proves,
yep.
in your words,
yep.
a technological attack
right.
against America.
Yep.
Walk us through that.
That's true. So everybody knows from November 4th on, we all woke up in the twilight zone going, what do you mean? Where, you know, we haven't had a winner yet. And Donald Trump, all of a sudden, you go to bed, he's a 10-1 favorite. Now you wake up and he's losing. And Arizona takes a week to count the last 1%. Michigan drops 100-some thousand votes for Biden in the middle of the night. And we're all going, what did they tell us? Well, those mail-in votes, you know, every boy, we can't have mail-in votes anymore. Well, let me tell you something. They weren't counted in the middle of the night on the 4th. They were counted on the morning of the 3rd. So when I dove into all the deviations and stuff, I'm going, when I started looking at everything in November, December, I'm going, this is millions upon millions of votes. It could only be done with computers or machines. But I didn't have anything to back that. I could prove it mathematically. It was impossible, which, by the way, Doug Frank, I'll talk about that in a minute. He has proved it mathematically. He's a physicist. And actually, he's going to be, we've got scientific proof for it with a video we did with him. But I'm sitting there praying. We all went through November 3rd and we went through December 14th and January 6th. Well, on January 9th, you know, I get this piece of evidence, and these are from people that were there. These guys, you know, that were heroes that took these, they call them their packet captures. I'll explain that in a minute. But they were there and they're going, and this evidence was just a piece of it. They showed me one piece. I go, wow, this is different. And it does explain everything if it's true. Now, I didn't know if it was true. I didn't have proof then. I wanted to believe it. I'm going, this was blitz. You know, this was stuff off a computer that showed these flips and it explained what I already knew mathematically. So I didn't let up and I figured I got to get this to the president. Well, this was on by the time January 15th came. Now, the attacks had already started by box stores and stuff because I was like raising my hand, this big voice out there. And then on Jimmy Kimmel, they said, well, why did this pillow guy end up with the evidence? Because these guys had it, but then nobody would listen. Nobody listened. This has never been brought before a judge. Nobody listened. It was so bizarre. Everyone's going, what do you mean China attacked us and flipped these votes? So, but I wouldn't let up because I wanted to get it there. So on the January 15th, When I get to the White House, I was also delivering papers for a lawyer and very famous, a martial law. And I'm outside the White House, right? And there's a camera up there where the Washington Post took a picture. And I look, I'm on the phone with my son and they come tumbling down the hill like a herd of cattle. All the journalists tripping over each other and they all stop like right at the edge by the West Wing there, like a bunch of sheep. They stop and I go, I got to go, Darren. I get out of the phone. I go, hey, guys, I said, would y'all like me to answer questions? And they're all going, yeah, yeah. And I said, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm going to go back in the White House and y'all find something real nice to write about me. Well, they did. Okay. But if that hadn't happened, that martial law piece of paper that lawyer put on there, that's what kept it in the news and the attacks because they didn't want to hear about any of this evidence. And it was every day, Mike, you lost four more retailers. I go, did you hear about Dominion? Did you hear about the machines? Did you hear about China attacking? I didn't let up because I had to get this out there. And then January 20th came and went. And this is a crime against humanity. Well, as you all know, I came out with absolute proof and absolute scientific proof, absolute interference. But what I did with my resources, I didn't just take this for face value. I hired people. I hired private investigators, spent millions, hired white hat hackers, they're called. These are people that work for the government that protect our country from cyber attacks, like that gas one we just had. That's what these guys do. That's what they're trained in. They're the best in the world. So I hired one over here, one over here, one over here. You have all these different white hat hackers, and they validated this. They're going, these things, they validated it and said, this is real.
Validated what, Mike? Not everyone has seen this or heard of
it. What they are is stuff you can't read off of a computer. Okay. You can't read it. They're called packet captures. Okay. And that, then you take that if you're a cyber guy. That's like having the, it's like having, if you and I, Charlie, took a picture and, you know, let's say it was 1975 and we were standing by Mount Rushmore and we take this picture. Back then you couldn't doctor pictures. That would be forever captured in time. As long as you didn't lose the picture. Do you agree? So you have this picture, but here these packet captures are even better. They can't be altered. They can't be, it's a forever. If you have it, you got to have it. So if you didn't take, if you didn't capture it in real time, these things go through the internet. Everything we have that goes through the internet, you have what's called a packet capture. You capture that. It tells you exactly what happened, what computer it came from. In this case, the IP address, what building, where it goes, what it hacked into. It's like having a little movie and you're capturing what it did. In this case, let's just do one. One packet would say 7,000 votes from Donald Trump to Biden. Boom, that's captured. It's not subjective. You can't argue it. It's like saying this is a cup. That's all it is. I mean, it's non-objective, so you can't change it. It's like having a bucket of blood in a murder scene, and you have all the DNA and you have the movie to back it up.
So you're saying you have these PCAPs?
These PCAPs, right. So we have it for the whole election. The whole election. And by having it for the whole election, it's a miracle, everybody. Now everyone's going, well, Mike, why don't you just bring all this right to the Supreme Court and do this? Because what they've tried to do, I brought it to other, you know, to these, I've sent pictures of it to all the media. They don't want that. They don't discredit it. They've seen my movies. They don't say, Mike, you know, the evidence is bad. No, they just say, let's squish Mike Lindell and take him out. We don't want to hear about it, right? So what I've done now over the last 3 months, the plan for me is just keep, I don't keep taking the hits and taking the hits. If I'm not in the news, I gotta do something to make the news. I'll call up left-wing media, the Daily Beast. Hey, could you write some about me today so that I could get in the news so that I could say, they'll call me up. Yeah, Mike, you just lost your Twitter, personal Twitter account, or you lost your company Twitter. Did you hear about China and the Dominion machines and Smartmatic? Mike, but tell us about Dominion. Tell us about Dominion. This stuff went on all along. And finally, when I put the movie out on February 5th, when I put out that movie, Absolute Proof, I kept telling them, I got the evidence from putting it out. We dropped that movie, Absolute Proof, and it was crickets. And you got to realize all the mainstream media, every bad media in this country, all the journalists have my direct phone number. I don't have a publicist. I'm wide open with them. They can call me anytime. And they did from morning till night, right up until February 5th. When I dropped that on February 5th at 9 a.m., it was crickets. They didn't call. They didn't write. I'd be calling them up. Come on, Jim Acosta. Come on, Jim. Are you going to answer your phone? I'm calling up the Washington Post, New York Times. You guys, you know, hello. Did you guys watch this? Crickets. Until I begged Dominion to sue me. They finally did. So now, you know, if they finally sue me, I'm going. I even met a left-wing media at Bailey Beast. I said, could you co-tell Dominion? How come they're not suing me? Chop, chop. We got to get this done. Because then I could put the evidence back in their lap like I did last week. But that's just a separate thing. So when Dominion sued me, though, that morning, guess what? All those media outlets came calling. They started in the morning. This is a great story. First one was the New York Times. Mike, let's say her name was Carrie. This is Carrie. I go, Carrie, you didn't call, you didn't write? And he goes, Dominion's suing you. I said, did you bother and watch Absolute Proof on February 5th? She goes, no, I didn't, but Dominion's suing. I said, let me tell you what I did for you. I said, I made a half-hour version. It's 26 minutes long. You go watch it. Then you call me back, and I'll give you a little comments of how I feel about the Dominion thing. If you don't do that, lose my number. You're never getting a story again. This was all morning long. It was like herding cats. They all call me up. They didn't call. They didn't write. Go watch the half-hour movie, then call me back. Now, the last one that called her, one of the last ones was a gal from the Washington Post, and she calls up. She's really obnoxious anyway. She talks over me. I go, you called me. Did you watch Absolute Dominion Sudi? I said, go watch it right now like everybody else had to, this 26-minute version. 19 minutes later, she calls me back. I go, and I timed her because I knew she was going to do it. 19 minutes, she calls me back. And I won't say her name, but I go, oh, did you watch? She goes, yeah, I watched it. What about Dominion Sudi? I said, it's 26 minutes long. Are you sure you watched it? Yeah, I watched it. I said, what's in it? She said something stupid that wasn't in it. I go, wrong answer. Now you get to go watch the 2-hour version, which she had to go watch the 2-hour version. But here's what I'm saying. This is where our media has went. Then they call me. I tell them I've given them the evidence. I said, they can't even if they wanted to post the evidence I had, because I gave it to a lot of them, they couldn't because their bosses wouldn't let them. They got a stranglehold too.
So Mike, what you are alleging in saying that you were given the evidence first by whom?
But these evidence, I'm not saying that these guys will be. This is one thing. It doesn't matter where you got it as long as you got it. But I have that these were heroes that had the evidence. The evidence, these guys took the movies the night of the election and before and after the whole election, basically gathering these PCAPs. Now, if nobody did it, you wouldn't have anything, right? It's like having a royal flush at a poker game. Okay. It's over. And it has been over. So what is the end game here for me? The end game is it's a marketing thing. Everyone in the world now knows that I have something. Everyone. You could go Israel, Australia, whatever. Guys, I've been all over it because they keep hammering me and I keep going, yeah, I know about that. I know they took all my vendors. But you know what? China attacked us with these dope machines through the Dominion Smartmatic. Let's not leave them all out. Anyway, so now the thing is, I'm going, okay, now everybody knows. Now we've decided we're going to do the big plan, the big reveal. This was going to be everybody get the word out for the evidence. You know, I came up with frankspeech.com. I was telling everybody get the evidence out far and wide, share the movies, share absolutely 90, which I just came out with. Share these. Well, that's great, but we're going to do something even better. It's called a cyber symposium. And let's bring everybody and make this a worldwide media event where they're going to have to show up. Maybe even Fox. What a concept. So here's what we're doing. We're bringing in this cyber symposium, all the cyber guys, and we're inviting them all. So we have all of my people there that have been hired, these guys that, are, you know, and some of them are Democrats. I mean, they're different, you know, it doesn't matter about political affiliation. This is an attack by China. This is going to be a great uniting of our country. So you bring all these cyber guys, they have to have CISSP credentials. And now what does it mean? I don't know. I'm not a cyber guy. I just know what you got to have. Okay. You know, it doesn't matter. But we're bringing them all there by the hundreds. And they're going to be there. And then it'll be a big event, 3-day event, a big convention, or maybe something like this. Obviously, you know, very secure. Then you're going to invite all the media in the world. And when I say in the world, if they don't come to this, I mean, it would be amazing. Every media is going to be invited. But here's the key. Then we're inviting, and I'm going to get everybody, once we have the location and the time, it'll be early August probably. But when we have that, I'm going to have everyone in this country. All you need to do is reach out to your congressmen, your senators, your legislators, your governors, even Brian Kemp and Doug Ducey. I'm going to reach out to Alan Duke. Shame on Alan Duke. He's the fact checker for Facebook. I want him there. I want all of these people there. Congressmen, legislatures, secretary of states, attorney generals. They're all going to be there. Then we're going to pass out the evidence. And all of these guys, it's not subjective, everybody. Every single one. I want it to be seen by more people than Elvis Presley, Haloa from Hawaii in 1973. I want billions watching this because here it is. Here's this. Everyone's going to go, you know, let's say the hand is the PCAP that shows this. What town you in? Here's what we got here. We show them everything. And all these guys, they're going to be tapping on the shoulders of the senator going, is this real? Oh, yeah. And it's not even subjective. You know, and we're going to do that all. And then we're going to do one more thing there. And this is pretty cool because a packet capture, I want everybody to fully conceptualize what that is. So we're going to do a mock election. And I want to run that, at least in my head, for 72 hours. Just keep running mock elections over and over again. We got machines. You line them up like cordwood. You have 200. Maybe you have the senators and the legislature, the congressmen vote themselves. So they all come through. They all vote. We show it live stream. You're showing this. They put the votes in. Now you have your hacker. They hack in at the Dominion level, which means the machine level, at the county board level, and at the Secretary of State's level. And you put down how many they want hacked. So they put down, let's say it's an attorney general. Yeah, hack this one 50 votes, this one 40, this one 30. So they do that, okay? And this comes out the other side, and everyone's going to go, whoa, it's real, right? But here, what we're going to go a step further. Then we're going to have the guys that capture the PCAPs, capture the packet captures, and they would not know this, right? So you're pulling it right off the internet there, and you're showing the packet capture, and it's beautiful.
So some people might say that you can fake a PCAP, and this is not forensically audited, and there's no evidence, and the experts disagree. Tell us and me why that line of thinking is wrong.
Well, that's a great question. because it's wrong. But with the packet capture, and you can look it up. Look it up yourself on the internet. Look it up what it is. It's a captured moment in time. And I've asked every, you can ask every cyber person you want. And they're going to say, if you have the packet capture, it's preserved at that moment in time. It can't be changed. It is like having a picture from 1970 that they can't alter and go, there it is. Or it's like having DNA at a blood in a scene of a crime. You can't, if you can't change that, there's your blood at that scene. But it's better than that. You, these can't be altered. That's why I can sit here and say 100% when I'll say when the Supreme Court, after we do this thing, then we bring the case been ready to the Supreme Court. When that gets there and they accept it, if they don't accept it, they're nine people. They have families. They have grandchildren. They have neighbors, they have friends. The whole world will have seen this, these PCAPs, these packet capture, and they have nothing. They're going to pull it in so fast, they're going to be heroes. There, it's going to be 9-0 because it can't be 5-4 or 7-2 because it's not subjective evidence. It's as simple as saying, is this a cop? And all nine say, yes, it's a cop.
So, Mike, some people say, though, that the machines were not hooked up to the internet. There's no way to be able to do this. What is your opinion?
Well, yeah, we all know that's a lie. You don't. I mean, they were all hooked up to the internet, and but you wouldn't have the packet captures if they weren't. It's impossible to get them. So that's what the experts are all going to say. One is you prove with the packet captures, if you have that, you don't need anything else. You have. If I asked the cyber guys, I said, if you get a cyber attack, now this guy working for the government. And if you get a cyber attack, and I said to him, and what's the number one thing you would want in a perfect world? He said the packet captures. You don't need anything else. And but if you didn't have them, now you got to go another way to see who did it and all that. I.e., what's going on in Maricopa County? A real audit with the machines that with all the machines, ballots, everything. You're coming at it from another end. The routers, very important. That's why they didn't want to give up the routers down there. They just don't want to give up the routers because the routers will show who did it. It's like the forensic coming from another angle. So when they do get these audits done, when they get done, it's going to match identical, like that, like that one movie, identical.
So Mike, what you are saying, and you understand this, this is an enormous thing that you're saying.
Saying it's the biggest crime against humanity in history. This affects every, and what's going on right now, I'm going to tell you, Charlie, a couple miracles of people. Do you know before the runoffs in Georgia that I prayed, I had churches praying if I was a marketer for the, you realize China used the Democrat Party. The Democrats warned of this. They warned of it. Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, they all warned us about the machine that's going to steal the election. They just happened to be chosen by the China to do that, to take it. Now, when you had the miracle that happened was with the Georgia runoff, I said, if I'm a marketer for them, I would have said, give them one of the Republicans back because we already have compromised senators anyway, three of them. But if they gave one back, we wouldn't all be talking here. You know why? Because everyone would have ignored what I had when we got on January 9th. They'd have said, Mike, let's let it go. We still have the Senate. We can hold off until 2022 and we'll campaign harder. You can't campaign harder than Donald Trump did. And we all did. It was amazing what went on there. But you know what? If they took both of them, how did y'all feel when they took them both? They got greedy. They took them both. Everybody went, now there's no hope. Because it's over. Now they made another mistake. If I would have been them, their marketer, on the day of the inauguration, I would have said, you guys, we got some loudmouths over there still talking about the machines, and now they're on to us. Let's just not do anything bad to the country. Let's wait on it. Maybe we shouldn't cancel out 50,000 union jobs. Maybe we should, this at the border, there's nothing going wrong down there right now. Let's just leave it all until they're happy going, this ain't so bad, and then hammer them because they already had the machines. It's over. You would never have a fair election in this country again. That's what I've done. But instead, what did they do? They went into full-blown attack. everything they can do right now, the executive orders and everything. Even my Democrat friends and my liberal friends are going, what is going on? This isn't what we voted for. You didn't vote. China voted. This is CCP. They use that party. So it's helping us, because now when everybody looks at this and it's 9-0, everybody, when the Supreme Court makes it 9-0, I'll tell you another thing that's very important, marketing. When the Supreme Court would not look at the Texas case when it was 7-2, when that was 7-2, and they didn't look at it. They, by the Constitution, they should have looked at it, but they didn't. But it's a good thing now. Why? Because back then, if I'm a Democrat, and I always look at it from a marketing point of view, and I see that 7-2, I think I won the election. So I'm going, wow, even those justices Trump put in, they're fair. They, you know, they're honest. They're not just doing it for a political reason. They're, you know, that's what the Democrat. Now, when it's 9-0, when you have the liberals, you got corruption or the corrupt one, and you've got the other five or whatever, and they all vote 9-0, everyone's going to go, well, we've all seen it. It's these packet captures, and you don't even give them an out. So even if you're, if you did have a liberal, they can't sit, or whoever it is on the bench, they got to go, hey, you guys, I got to say it is what it is.
So, Mike, you're saying this evidence is so overwhelming, it's so objective, that anyone that understands cyber will be able to say and see what exactly. Because, yeah, Mike, yeah, this is geopolitically altering stuff that,
yes,
you're saying.
Right. And yeah, this is saving the country, people, and everybody should be happy.
Some people joke around. They say, wait a second, My Pillow, the pillow guy.
Like Jimmy Kimmel did?
Yeah, just like stumbled into a, yeah, grand international, mm-hmm, conspiracy.
Right.
Just walk us through that.
Well, it's like I told Jimmy, I said, he goes, why you, Mike, this pillow guy? And I said, well, maybe because I have the loudest mouth. I don't know. You know, God put me here, gave me this big platform for such a time as this. And I said to him, he said, what if it was reversed? And I want everybody to think about this. If you know me, if you've read my book, these things were reversed once. I did something that was morally right and lost everything I had back in the early 2000s. I did it, and I would do it again. It saved an industry, but I was the sacrifice, and I went down. And I had people call me. They go, Mike, you saved our industry. Thank you for what you did. We know you lost everything. I would do it again because it was the right thing to do. And if it was reversed, and I had this evidence on January 9th, and it had been just the opposite, so Donald Trump is in power, and I have this, I would 100% have been sounding the alarm just like I am now. The only difference would have been it would have took about 2 hours for the mainstream to go, pull it down. China attacked us. The machines, Dominion, Dominion, Dominion. They'd have been over there arresting Dominion people from here to the front door, you know. And, but the difference is that their party won, and the way they are, they're just trying to suppress going, hey, we know we didn't win fair, but, you know, let's hang out. But the end of the world, it would be the end of the world either way, because if you never have an election again, i.e. through these machines, it's over. It's over for everybody. The world is watching this. Do you know how many countries have Dominion or have Dominion Smartmatic ESS, these machines? They took it with Venezuela in the early 2000s, and it's just going to be one country after another now. Countries have reached out to me and said, you are the hope. It's like Reagan said, the lights go out here, they go out everywhere. We're living it.
So you said we have three compromised senators. What do you mean by that?
There's that I believe are compromised, and that they, you know, let's start. I don't know if it rhymes with Romney. I mean, come on. They would have had them anyway, but they had the machines. They could have threw, if I'd have been them, I'd have threw a Republican back out there because they have the machines, and nobody would have brought it up again. And everyone would have said, let's wait for 2022. We still have the Senate. The same things would have been going on. But even though you think you had the Senate, that's what I'm saying. And you know what? And this has been a great thing too. You talk about compromise or rhino people. You look at the evil that's bumped its head up. I mean, everywhere on both sides. You work at the, you got to ask yourself, why is Brian Kemp and Doug Ducey, why are they obstructionists? And why wouldn't the media call them out? I got kicked out of the Republican Governors Association. I was invited. They lied and said I wasn't invited. Of course I was invited. Well, then they lied to the media. Then I showed the media my credentials. And the media, you think, would go after the governors, the Republican Governors Association, go after Kemp and Ducey and them. But they didn't. And this is left-wing hardcore media. But instead, they attacked me, going, Now, does that make sense to everybody? Gee, you think that those two might be compromised somehow, that there's a little deviation going on? Why are they blocking their states from day one when they're Republicans and they're blocking an audit that we all should have found out about a long time ago?
So, Mike, do you sympathize with some people that say this is too sophisticated and massive to believe? Do you get that argument sometimes? Because people say, Mike, this is
well, right. Well, you know, for me, I got confirmations right away because the fraud was too massive with, I call organic fraud. You couldn't find enough dead people to vote and Democrats voting twice and non-residents voting. Donald Trump won just on that alone. But the numbers, I studied counties and stuff in November, different counties that didn't make sense, that it's impossible. Cause you gotta realize, Charlie, I look at mathematics every day, 5,000 TV radio stations. If I have a station that normally does 2,000 and it does 10,000, I don't just say, ooh, good day. No, I find out what made that change, because you got to have a different input to get a different output. It's the law of mathematics. So I knew something was wrong. So they, people all the time, they'll come up. I think that's the thing. Everybody saw it. Everybody watched what happened in November, December in disbelief, like the Twilight Zone, like in Georgia when Rassenberger, hope he goes to prison, when he's talking to the president and he says, well, you know, we got dead people, 8,000 dead people, 20,000 non-residents have voted, minors have voted. And he lists them off. The president, he says, just give me, find two of them or one silo of them, because he only lost by 11,730. And what did Brad say? Brad goes, well, those are the wrong numbers. And we all heard the call, and the president goes, well, where are the right numbers? Where are we getting them from? And his gal says, sir, we got them from Brad. We got them from the Secretary of State's office. And the president goes, well, when are we going to get the right numbers? To this day, they've never turned in the right numbers. That doesn't make sense. So it's like Twilight Zone. If you can't comprehend that this cyber attack, but yet you can sit there and go, well, let's see, Visa, Master. Remember we had the big Target breach cyber attack? You just had the gas lines and all these things. You can comprehend that, but you can't comprehend this massive election that, gee, who would do such a thing? China? It rhymes with China? I mean, give me a break. They throw the virus at us and then they do this other stuff. It's so easy, but you don't want to believe it if you were on the winning side that they used to hack. But that's changing, everybody, because this is where we're at. This by right now, I don't care what the little poll said, that a third of America now believes that China, that this election was fraud. It's a lot higher than that. My guess right now, polling people, 80% of Republicans and at least 30% of Democrats. The 30% of Democrats over here, that's my audience. These guys, if you're on the, you're over here on the team that won a rigged game, but you're over here, but you're seeing how horrific things are going, decisions that are made out of the White House. I'll tell you right now, I want everybody, here's what I tell everybody now about politics, and go back to your happy place, December of 2019. You go back to December of 2019, it was Merry Christmas, the best consumer confidence ever, everybody's employed. Even if you started here, it seemed like everybody's lives had improved. Wherever your starting point was, it had somewhat improved. Well, those came from political decisions by people that had the people's back, not a political agenda and not a personal agenda. And if you didn't like where you got it, I'm just erased where you got it, but it came from decisions made in politics. Now, if you look where we're at today, and I tell my Democrat friends every day, I'll call them up. I'll go, hey, how do you like what just happened in DC now? Did it help you? No, it didn't help you. 50,000 union jobs on the first day, Charlie, on the inauguration. 13 of them have committed suicide. The count's probably up now. These were promised jobs that they had, and it was union jobs. Isn't that a Democrat thing or whatever, supposedly? No. Who did it help? Did it help the Democrats? No. Did it help the Republicans? No. Who did it help? Overseas, you know, and so that's why I ask people, if you look at a decision made now, what it's doing is conditioning all the side over here. I love it going on Kimball because you know what? All these people got to see going, hey, it makes sense because it explains all the deviations. It explains these terrible things coming out of the White House, these executive orders that don't even help the Democrat Party. You got to look at that. Who does it help and why would they do it?
So, Mike, you're having this event in August, mm-hmm. and you maintain the evidence is good enough that what will happen.
Yeah, I'm telling everyone, I have put everything I had on this. You know, I've had validation and validated the validators, okay? I mean, and validate them. You know, you don't, any, every single one of you, if you had what I had, would want it, would be sounding the alarm just like I am, whether it was, it didn't matter what party. And it's 100%, it's having a royal flush in a poker game, and you just be at, you have to play it. They have to acknowledge it. And that's where everybody's going to come in to get everybody at this event. And we're going to get around the cancel culture. We're going to hold all these people. This will be a second chance for all your legislatures that didn't do their job, for the governors, the secretary of states, which broke the Constitution. This is their second chance. And we're going to give them grace and say they didn't know about this because it was January 9th when I got it. These guys didn't have a voice to bring it to them. And no, they didn't have a way to get to them. So you give them all an out. You even give the Supreme Court. Now we're going to call them heroes when they all vote 9-0, and this, it's going to be the greatest uniting of our country in history. We're going to look out here and look back and go, you know what, all of this had to happen in order to unite our country. We have one enemy, and that enemy is China, that did this, that took over this. They used the Democrat Party. Yes, there were people here, domestic actors, of course there were. Some of them might be Dame Jack Dorsey. I don't know. You know, could be Mark Zuckerberg. Who knows? I'm just saying that these things are real. And I can say that the people I name, I know they were involved. And this is a private investigation I've spent money on to embarrass them. I hope they all go to prison. They should. But the most important thing, it's going to unite our country, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. And once again, we will be one nation under God. God, we turned it. When I said at the Rose Garden that we had turned it back on God, a nation had turned its back on God. This is the great reset. This is the greatest revival in history. This is the best time to be alive, I think, ever, because we have, well, oh, this is just going to change the course of history for everyone. We were within this of losing our world forever. The miracles that Donald Trump got so many votes, all of you voting, that broke the algorithms of those machines on election night, where he would have won anyway in spite of the algorithms. That's a miracle. And it's a miracle that none of the legislators, that everybody didn't do your job. What do you think the mathematical odds are that no judges look at any evidence because they're afraid? What do you think the odds are? You show, hey, I got 10,000 dead people here. I'm sorry, we're going to count them. I mean, all these things that didn't make sense. All these things. But if they would have done it, if they would have done their job, the world would be over, because we wouldn't know about the machines. You'd think they would have underestimated next time. Wrong. It would have been over. It would have just took a little longer. We're going, you know, but that was it. So it's a miracle that these guys were heroes on the night of the election that gathered these packet capture. That's a miracle. It's a miracle they brought him to a guy that's got a loud mouth and really care. I want to save whether who it ever is, you know.
You know, Mike, I think you need more energy. So
I sleep well.
I wonder why. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, everybody.
That's right. The best savings ever.
And there you go. Oh. Promo code Kirk. Mike, you have a lot of passion and a lot of energy, and I think the world will be watching. Oh. And I want to end how I started. I was proud to speak at your event because you're a friend of mine, and you've always been so good to this show and to the country. And I refuse to allow anyone to tell me who I could be friends with. And when they said I was not supposed to go at your event because Mike Lindell, whatever, right. It makes me want to do that more. And that's a lesson to all of you out there. We beat cancel culture when we don't allow these weirdo bloggers to tell us who we could be friends with. You do what's right. And Mike, you're a good man.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank all of you out there. It's like, I want to say one last thing. When people, with my pillow, 15 years after I invented, people used to say, how can you have this much passion about a pillow this 15 years later? It was because of testimonials, people coming up to me, and it made me feel good helping people. Well, I'm telling you, with this election thing, you know what makes me feel good is everybody's support. We're all in this. It's just that I have a loud voice, but everybody now has changed. They're not living in fear anymore, and everybody is coming forward and coming out of fear, and not to be afraid of cancel culture and afraid of being erased. And I want to thank you, Charlie, for being bold and brave, because a lot of people weren't. And I could name stations. Fox? No, just kidding. Go ahead. No, I'm not kidding.
We will say mypillow.com, promo code Kirk. And God bless America. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Love your thoughts on Mike Lindell. And then promo code Kirk at mypillow.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.